And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So drive radio, Rush to Reason. We drive cars, do reviews. I have one that I drove this past week, Richard, a 2024 Mercedes-Benz EQE 350 Plus SUV. And I will tell you, I know that's a mouthful, but this was a, I guess you could say, a mouthful of a car. Very well put together, by the way. This car comes in at 88. I want to make sure that I'm correct on this. 88,290. Make sure I get the spare change there correct. 88,290. Over 400 miles of range on a full charge performance level. It's 288 horsepower, but as you know, we lose nothing at this elevation, and it's instant power on. Comfort-wise, this thing is awesome. I mean, everything from, you name it, as far as all of the ergonomics inside. A very, very comfortable car to drive. Very quiet inside. If there's one thing I noticed about this car, of course, was the overall quietness, how well it drove, the spaciousness of the inside. And this is one of their larger SUVs, so there's plenty of room inside. Front passengers, back passengers, the cargo room in the rear. I mean, this is probably not as luxurious as some of the other EVs I've driven in the Mercedes lineup, but this car, Richard, holds its own extremely well. And an extremely, extremely nice car to drive. And I mean, I say extremely a lot, but I mean that. It was a very, very nice car to drive.
Well, and we've talked about this a little bit, right, Dad, that these electric cars from these manufacturers are becoming more of their luxury staple, right?
That's right.
You can do a quieter ride, right? You don't have to worry about engine noise, things like that. They can put some of the ergonomics and sound deadening, you know, to better use. You've got the instantaneous power, so it's not only luxury, but it's performance. And Mercedes is sort of doing it right along with everyone else, right? You know, you're having this full-size SUV with that instantaneous power. People aren't as worried, especially in that segment, of having to go 400 miles on a charge, right? They can go a little bit less, not necessarily sacrifice, you know, too much to do it. And from what you said, you know, all of the luxuries and beauty and elegance of Mercedes to go along with it.
I got several compliments on this car. People asking, you know, what is that? What are you driving? It's that got that kind of a look to it. It's very rounded in its look. Of course, a lot of the Mercedes vehicles are. This one is no exception. But it works very, very well. Has all of the convenience features you can imagine. Driver assistance. It had the AMG exterior package on it as well, which makes it look very well as far as the way the bumpers and wheels and everything all matches up. Acoustic comfort package, probably why it was so quiet on the inside. I mean, this is a car that, honestly, Richard, you could hop in, drive anywhere with the range that it's got. There's enough charge stations in that now to where really even if you wanted to go cross-country in it, you could. Yes, you've got to plan your trips out when it comes to EV driving. We all know that, but this car would do all of that and more. And yeah, I was not disappointed in the least. Actually, very, very comfortable car to drive.
Yeah, and it sounds like obviously you drove it, you know, more than I did. Obviously, you drove it, and so I think that it's, from what you're saying, it makes it intriguing again for that electric car buyer, which is a different buyer, mind you, right?
It is.
A lot of other SUV buyers definitely think it's a contention, right? You know, it's right up there with the rest of these kind
That's
of
right.
electric vehicle luxury SUVs.
All right, so all of you listening, if you want to go drive that car, there's some of these around, by the way. You can find these. There's inventory finally available. And by the way, most lines, but Mercedes especially. Mercedes-Benz, go drive one at your local dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.